I'm Holly. I'm a business strategist who loves a good plan and flowchart and is crazy passionate about teaching women like you how to build your dream job and scale to six figures and beyond without sacrificing your weekends and priorities. I believe strongly to my core that you can create a routine you love with the right strategy, product suite, aka what you are actually selling, and simple systems to create a lifestyle that works and a business that scales without burnout. Because here's the thing, it's not just about managing your time. It's about embracing that time freedom and really working on unlocking that freedom together so that you can do more of what you love. After 22 years in corporate strategy, working for Fortune 500 companies, I ditched the office to build a now seven-figure business with my husband full-time. And P.S., we did it in less than 2 years during the pandemic with twins. Oh my goodness. My goal here is to provide you with unfiltered insights into behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. What works, what doesn't. Practical tips you can implement right now, as in right after listening. I want you to consider this podcast your online business MBA delivered directly to your inbox, intertwined with the realities of being a working mom, exploring life, and the invaluable lessons learned along the way. Think of the Crush the Rush podcast as your weekly one-stop shop for actionable business planning, guiding you on the next steps and explaining the why, the really important things behind each move. We'll keep you motivated and uplifted as you learn from some of the industry's best experts. So grab your sparkly beverage, I'm sipping on a chai tea, and get ready to learn to do less better. Let's scale your dream business and finally have the freedom to focus more on what you love. This is the Crush the Rush podcast. I am super excited to announce that the next cohort of the Collective Mastermind is officially kicking off. And the best part is we gave it a makeover. So the new 9-month mastermind is nothing like you have ever experienced before. Because as we say, a life priorities focused business is the fastest way to multi six figures. And I'm going to teach you exactly how. So if you aren't familiar with our mastermind, we combine strategy and mindset and then layer on our sought after community and toolkit. But let's just get real for a second. So in today's business and economy, you have to continue to grow and pivot or you're going to be left behind, period. What makes this different? I have only run my business in a pandemic, a recession, or whatever you want to call our current state. We now have a full team and I have retired myself and my husband in less than 3 years. And in the last 15 months, we have crossed the 500,000 mark in revenue. And I did most of this while working full time. I am not saying this just to throw out numbers. I am saying this to show you that it is possible. This mastermind is not cookie cutter. It is not one size fits all. I actually adapt to you and your goals and provide you with the structure and accountability to scale. And my ultimate goal, again, let's just be real, is for you to make your investment back and more. And like other masterminds, if you happen to have mastermind trauma, you actually get access to me directly. As in, I am right here building it with you. You get the power of the group, but the benefit of the one-on-one. So this is a perfect fit for you if you have started a business and are ready to scale to multi six figure and seven figures. You are ready to buy back your time and energy. You want to expand your team in a way that makes sense for you and saves time. You are ready to have consistent 10K, 20K, 30K months and beyond. And you are really ready to step into that true CEO role. It is time to pivot. It is time to be a part of a community to support you with the expansion, alignment, and profit that you want to make in your business. So I'm going to make this super, super, super easy because my goal is to help you do less better and make more money. Who doesn't want that? Just DM me mastermind and I'll share you the next steps and how to apply. You can also grab the link in the show notes or go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. And yes, in case you were curious, all of our famous retreats are included and they also got a makeover too. So just DM me mastermind and I will share the next steps with you, or you can go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. On this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast, I am so excited to really dig into how to create your next level vision and the kicker, let's actually make it come to life, like the true action steps that you need to take. And to do that, I have brought in motivational speaker and founder of Next Level You, Jenna Kloppenstein. Jenna is a growth coach, speaker, community builder, and host of the Next Level You podcast. And she really focuses on helping ambitious men and women like you who want more, who want to gain clarity and take fast action around their vision. And inside this podcast, we really talk about how to break free from your limiting beliefs and really the transformational mindset work that's going to help you create the business, the life, and the strategy that you truly desire. I'm so excited for you to meet Jenna. She is also a fellow Columbus entrepreneur, and the takeaways that you're going to have from this in terms of what to actually do next in your business are just going to be next level. Hi, Jenna. Welcome to the Crush the Rush podcast. I feel like this has been so long in the making. I'm so excited to have you here.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. I know before you and I hopped on to record, we were like, it's just so good to see you. We've been waiting for this day. And I just feel really, really honored that you share your community with me and to have this opportunity today. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. So for those of you that don't know, Jenna is also in Columbus, Ohio, and really specializes in how to help you step into your next level vision. But the thing that I love, and it's something that we talk about on this podcast quite a bit, is actually taking action. Like, it's one thing to like have the vision and be like, this sounds amazing. But what she really does is helps you sort of step into that next level with very actionable steps, which I think we can all relate to. So Jenna, give us a little background. I know you have a similar background to me where you sort of had this like big career and then you're like, wait, this isn't really what I want to do. And then you sort of like jumped into entrepreneurial life. What did that look like for you?
Yeah. So Cliff Note version, I'm a born and raised Ohio girl. I was raised by a single mom and I was that little hair, that bowl cut haircut, and was like going to conquer the world on my own and wanted to be the best in academics, the best in athletics. And I really found my self-worth in that and checking the boxes and achieving and being a high performer in the classroom and on the field. And so, you know, fast forward, I was valedictorian in high school. I knew I wanted to go into medicine at a young age. So I got a full ride to play Division I college soccer, went on to PA school, became an orthopedic PA here in Columbus for the biggest orthopedic group. And honestly, loved my job. Through all of that, I struggled with infertility and I had two beautiful boys. I married my best friend, who's the most amazing man. We redid our house, lived in a great community. I was coaching high school soccer and then transitioned to coaching college soccer. And so I give you all of those like bullet points to just say that was the dream that Jenna had dreamt years and years prior. You know, teenage me, college me was like, if I could be coaching college soccer, be an orthopedic PA, be married to my best friend, have children, live in a beautiful home, then like I've made it. And I really feel very fortunate. But for a lot of years, I just like, oh, I had this feeling like this isn't it for me. And I know you can relate to that, Holly. I loved the impact I had on the young women that I coached, but I knew with little humans of my own that that wasn't sustainable. But I also knew that I was happy, that I had a good life. I'm not somebody that was miserable in my career. And I made really good money at a young age. And I was bringing in those checks to support my family. And so it was like, yes, I'm grateful. And yes, I want more. But I pushed down the curiosity of what that more would be for so long. And at the beginning of 2022, I loved podcasts. I loved using my voice. I was like, I'm just going to start a podcast. I was still working full-time as a PA, college soccer coach, had my little humans, started my podcast. And my podcast really opened a lot of doors for me, building relationships, going on other people's podcasts, having people on mine, getting in rooms, speaking at events. And organically, it just like evolved that then people wanted me to mentor them. And I loved mentoring my young girls in college and high school. And I was like, sure, I'll mentor you. And through 2023, I really built a thriving business as an entrepreneur. At the end of 2022, I left my job as a PA. We then retired my husband from teaching 6 months later. And 2023 was like build, build, build. take action, which we're going to talk about today. And now I feel very fortunate sitting here today that Isaac, my husband, and I have multiple streams of income, multiple businesses, and we really are creating and building our dream life.
Yeah, I love that. I know one of the things that you and I relate on, and we should do like a follow-up episode on this, and that is like we both started with a podcast with no vision, really. We're like, oh, let's just put it out there and see what happened. And I think both you and I can say like, oh my gosh, it changed our life. So we'll have to come back for like version two about podcasting. But one of the things that you talk about, your program is called Next Level You. Like, what made you truly believe that you could step out of this like comfort zone that you were in? I would argue that I was in the same place, into this sort of like next level. Like, what moment did you have when you were like, okay, I really need to do this?
Yeah. The Next Level You came on. So my podcast actually was Girl, Let's Be Real in the beginning, because I was like, I don't know what I want to talk about. I just want to be real and like talk about life and connect with humans. And the Next Level You came from, I'm an athlete, I shared, and it was always that there was like this next level inside of me that I challenged myself on the field. And there was this mental edge. And that's why I'm a growth and mental edge coach, because once an athlete, always an athlete. And it really rings true in the way that I mentor. But for me, it was years and years of being an athlete and being a high performer in the classroom, really like challenging myself to be better and better and better. And then when I got the job that I got as an orthopedic PA, not only was I working for my dream company, but I was working for the president of the company. You know, I had landed my job. And so really inside me, I always knew, Jenna, if you are determined and you want something enough, because of all the years of these reps that I've put in and proven to myself that I could do things right, like you can do it. But the caveat to that was I was raised by a single mom and security was a huge thing. You know, we live paycheck to paycheck. And so I was also very proud that I had already like done the PA thing. And so I really say, to me, it was the cadence of life that I desired, I was never going to have as a PA. So I really had to get radically honest with myself. And that moment for me came when I was sitting in a live event. Nothing the speaker said, nothing anybody really said. It was a wonderful event. But I said to myself, and I wrote it on my journal, I was like, if you want your life to change, and I meant like the cadence of life, the feeling of life, right? Then you have to change. And what I knew was I had to call myself up in a big way. And my personality as an Enneagram 8 was I had to put my back against the wall to go and to change my life and to crank into that next gear, which I call my next level me. But I knew that I had it in me because of all my track record and everything that I have accomplished before.
Yeah, I love that. So if you're listening and you're like, okay, that sounds great, I've got this great vision, like, a lot of us have partners or we have somebody alongside of us. And I know my husband was the same way. And I like walk down the stairs and I'm like, hey, I've got this amazing idea. And the look on his face is like, are you freaking nuts? Like, why would you do that? So when you think about sort of like maybe what others would think, when you start putting that sort of big vision out there, how do you like start to get in alignment to actually take action?
Yeah. So are you saying with like your partner's support or just in alignment yourself?
I think both, because I think, you know, at some point you have to like say what you're going to do out loud, and whether it's like a partner or a neighbor, they're all like, wait, what? You're going to leave your 22-year corporate strategy career? Why in the world would you do that? And I'm sure you've sort of seen that with yourself and your clients. So like, what do you actually do to take the steps to be like, hey, it doesn't really matter to me what like that reaction might be?
Sure. So, you know, go back to that event, these kind of build off each other, right? That event that I was sitting in that I said to myself, if you want your life to change, Jenna, you have to change. But when I walked out the door, my husband was there, my sister, they picked me up from the event because we were in Arizona. And I said to them, our life is never going to look the same. And I don't know exactly what that means, but I have that feeling and I've got to go with it. And so what this looked like for me, and I always say whenever I'm on, you know, doing a podcast, like there's my story and that's how I serve and my lived experiences, but there are definitely ways that you can go apply this to your situation. So what I did when I was in that energy and that belief and that feeling of, okay, I've got to go, right? I fast forward, we got home from that trip. We sat, my husband and I sat on the covered porch back outside. And I said to him, I know this sounds crazy to you, but I know that we can create the cadence of life that we want, but not as a teacher and a PA. So I have to leave my job as a PA to have the time and energy to build the business that I want to build. And what's really important for you to hear if you're listening is I didn't have a big savings account. I didn't have a big, you know, self-development like fund for myself, right? I was the money maker. I hadn't made a ton of money in my business, but again, I knew my personality. So I said it to my husband in that moment. I said, I need to leave my job. This was late October. I said, I need to leave my job at the end of the year. And he was like, oh my goodness. And I said, and I need to invest $14,000 in mentorship and a mastermind. And that those two things, you guys, were to call myself up to be that next level Jenna, right? And there's so many things about my story that I keep calling myself up to be the next level me, right? When I leave my job and when I invest $14,000, I'm going to show up differently for my dream and for my family, right? Than I would if I didn't do those things. So for me, it was really sitting there, putting it out to the man that I love the most, my person. And he reflected words back to me. Okay. Like if I were to bet on anybody in the world, Jenna, it would be you. And to me, I felt it and I knew, and I had proven to myself everything that I've done prior and the commitments that I've kept myself. I put it out to my partner, my person, right? And even though he didn't fully understand, because I had worked so hard as an athlete and in PA school and all the other things in my life, he's like, I trust that you'll work hard to this and you'll figure it out. I'm going to support you. And we can talk about that, like the whole partnership vision more if you want. But in that moment, right, then I had to go to my boss that I was leaving because Holly, I had to keep the momentum of making this really real, right? So I had to put it then out to my boss. And then it was like, oh my gosh, I'm leaving this job that I've had for 10 years. And my boss looked at me cross-eyed and he's like, wait, he didn't even think I was leaving. He thought I was cutting back my hours.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're leaving. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And nobody got it. And I know you relate to that. Nobody got it. I made six figures in my early 20s and I had a great life. Nobody got it. But what I knew was what I desired. And I found my one person, my husband, that wasn't going to shut me down to put it out to and support me. And then I kept that momentum. And we could talk about any and all pieces from there that you want.
No, I love that. And I think this is why you and I relate so much because I can like envision when I told my boss I was leaving and I, you know, I joke about it. Like they didn't really even know that I had a business and they're like, wait, what? You're doing what? And I'm like, yeah, it's real. Which then makes you feel kind of like, you know, you question yourself of like, why is everyone questioning me? Like, is this really working? So I want to shift a little bit. I want to get into the partnership piece as well. When you think about like the mindset shifts that you had to make to keep going. It's one thing to have a conversation and then put in your notice, but then you've got this like sort of big mountain to climb. Like, how did you keep yourself motivated as you sort of worked towards this vision?
Such a good question. So one thing about my story and my personality, and I reflect this to my clients or anybody that asks questions similar to this, is I learned through the process, this process, quickly that what I choose to sit in is going to determine where I get. And what I mean by that is nobody's exempt from self-doubt. Nobody's exempt from worrying about money. Nobody's exempt from doubt, like all these things, right? But what I choose to sit in is the positive thoughts, the momentum, the why I'm doing what I'm doing, the what I've already done, not sit in that. And that's really kept me going. And I don't want to go off on that tangent. That was just like a thought in my head.
Yeah, I love it. I'm just curious. Like, let's just go back to your timeline. Like, because I think a lot of people can relate, like, okay, I have this vision. I'm taking this step. I put in my notice or whatever that like big first step is. And then you're like, oh crap, what do I do now? Like, how did you keep yourself motivated to be like, I just left my six figure job and now I've got to build this thing. Like, what did that feel like?
Yeah, I love this. Okay. So you cannot do it alone. Right? It doesn't matter how strong or how smart you are. And I would say I'm strong and I'm smart, but like I would not be where I'm at today by myself. And that goes from my supportive partner, that goes to mentors that I've hired, masterminds I've been in, the community I've built. And so I really have like a six-part framework that I share about my journey, how I was able to step into my next level and how I continue to step into my next level. And first is just being radically honest with yourself about what's not working. So for me, I desired to get up with my family in the morning and not have the morning rush. I desired to walk my kids to school. Well, being a PA, I was not going to do that. I left when my house was dark. I was in the operating room early. I was not going to walk my kids to school. I desired field trips. Probably wasn't going to do that because I would have to take PTO. I desired to work out not at 4:30 a.m. or 8 p.m. So like I could keep going with this, right? But like,
yeah.
Again, go back to the cadence of life. So the first step is like the radical honesty about what's not working. And that can go cadence of life. That can go in your business. You know, okay, I want to hit this revenue goal. Okay, well, these are my offers. So that's probably not going to work because I'm probably not going to get 50 people buying this. Maybe you will, but I'm just context, right? So radical honesty about what's not working was one. And I keep doing that, you know, as I challenge myself more and more. And then the second is giving yourself permission to dream into something different. And it's really when you start creating a vision for yourself. And if you're listening, you might be like, well, that's not like that tactical. That's not that. But the reality is, and I'm sure you see this, Holly, with your clients or people, we forget how to dream. Mm-hmm. We really do. We dream when we're young age. That's why I love the song Daydream by Lily Miola. Like I love it because it's so true. We dream, we make a rock, a spaceship, we make what, and then all of a sudden we get to these adults and it's like, no, I'm practical. This can't happen. So the second is like, give yourself permission to dream into something different. The third is resource yourself, pay attention and learn. This is huge for me. You talk about like staying motivated, staying aligned, keeping momentum is I'm constantly resourcing myself. Podcast, asking people questions. There's no hierarchy in my world. I'm not better than anybody. Nobody's better than me. If they want to pretend like they're better than me, then they're not my person. But I ask so many questions. I build relationships with people. I listen to podcasts. I read books. I get in rooms. I pay attention. People that have the things that I want or are doing similar things, I watch what they're doing. I watch what their offers are. I just watch how they are on social media. I learn. I'm constantly learning. And then four is challenge yourself in an uncomfortable way. And this is how you're able to create a new reality. If you were to pick one thing about Jenna Klaffenstein's story, I challenge myself. I make myself uncomfortable over and over and over because growth does not happen in your comfort zone. And that's what we talked about just a second ago, right? It's like, you got to make yourself uncomfortable. You got to. And so challenging yourself in an uncomfortable way. And for me, I look back and it's like when I started my podcast, I released an episode every weekday that first month. That's really uncomfortable. Yeah. I was still working full time. I hosted my first live event. Like I have so many things that made myself uncomfortable. Number five is stay open to opportunities and possibilities. Maybe the door that's opening for you you don't understand, but walk through it. And the only way that you know that it is or isn't for you is if you walk through it, and not every door is for you. And then six is really where I started the whole thing, and I'll come back to it, is calling in accountability and community. You cannot do it on your own. You will doubt yourself. You will stop if you try to have a mentor to hold you accountable, to reflect things back to you. The power of reflection is huge. What you already have inside of you, but to have somebody else reflect it back to you, to get into masterminds or communities or rooms, right? That's what keeps you going. And so those are really the six steps for me that I use over and over to call myself up to that next level me and keep myself motivated and keep the momentum.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. And I think if you're listening, you can see why Jenna and I get along so well because we have so many similar beliefs. But I joke that like, if I don't feel like I'm going to like vomit once a week, then I'm not like doing the right thing. Like I need to feel like that uncomfort. I mean, it's not every day, right? But there should be at least like once a month where you're like, oh man, am I really doing this? Is this really happening? Do I really want to be on this call or like jump into this room? And I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah.
I know that you mentioned working with your husband, which is another thing that we have in common. And I think people that are listening, at least they always ask me, like, what is it like actually working with your partner? And how do you guys sort of balance all the things going on with multiple businesses and income streams? Any advice as somebody who's maybe transitioning into this, like, you know, new vision or new belief, like how to really Maybe you don't have to work with your partner, but sort of bring your partner along.
Yeah, for sure. And this is, you know, one of the many reasons that I resonate and respect you so much is I love my husband more than anything in the world. I know that that sounds obvious, but unfortunately we live in a society that, you know, talks the other way a little bit, or we live in a society that it's very much, you know, women empower women, which I'm all for. I don't need a man. Okay. Like I'm smart. I'm strong. But to me, having Isaac a part of my vision, whether that's what we create together, and ultimately if I have a partner, like we are creating everything together, right? It's a huge vision and we're both just like CEOing certain branches of it. Mm-hmm. But the reality is Isaac and I are very different humans. Mm-hmm. And so when I talk about this all the time because I'm having more of a presence of Isaac and I together, because I think it is so important in this world. And people ask, you know, how it really boils down to, and I have different things to share, but we have communicated so well over the years. So you communicate along the way. I met my husband when I was in college, right? And I believe whether it's my clients or when I talk to people, the reason we get so disconnected is because we get to know somebody whenever we get to like date them. You know, for me, it was 19 years old. I started dating him and we don't continue to get to know them along the way. So the biggest thing that I can share with you is just communication along the way. And then also embracing the evolution of your partner, mm-hmm. right? Like I grow and evolve. I'm a much different person than I was at 19 because of so many reasons, right? Aging, but motherhood, work, life, all the things. So communicating with your partner over and over, getting to know them, getting to know, and I'm serious. My friends would laugh like if they're listening to this. I ask my husband and my kids their favorite color probably once a week because it changes so often with my kids. So communicating along the way, embracing the evolution of your partner, understanding one another. And there's so many resources out there to really understand your partner more. If you want to go to therapy, great. I'm a big believer in couples therapy, but you don't have to. There's Enneagram out there if you're not familiar with it. Human design. There's so many things. Like I'm an Enneagram 8. Isaac's an Enneagram 5. We operate very different. He is math, analytical, Excel sheets, numbers, let me know, plan. That's why he does all the things that hang me up in my business. And I'm very much Enneagram 8, like, let's conquer the world, back against the wall, let's go, take action, I lead with my heart, right? And so understand each other, sit down, do these tests, understand each other, because what you'll notice is how to communicate, how, like all of these things. And I'm really passionate about that, but I'll digress on that. And, you know, going through worst case and best case scenarios was really powerful for Isaac and I. Like best case scenarios, yeah. It's so fun to dream, but also what allowed him to leave his job 6 months after me was we went through worst case scenario. I put on my mentor hat, he sat in the client seat and I was like, let's do this. You want to leave teaching. What's the worst thing that happens? You have to sell your home. Well, which happened to be my home as well, right. But you have to sell your home. You have to sell one of the cars. You have to move in with family members. Okay. Is it that bad when you go back to your top priorities of your faith, your family, and your purpose? Like if you really feel like you're living in your purpose. And so, and then the last thing I'll add is we really looked at the current trajectory of our life and where we would be. And yeah, our retirement looked so great, but we were 57 and whatever, 50 or 61 when we were retiring.
Yeah.
And we were like, wait, but all the years up until that point don't look how we want them to look. And so it's like, we're so of the mindset of we work hard, we're smart, we will figure it out. And we're much more now living in the now than living for the future. But this was an evolution together of sitting down, communicating, knowing one another over and over and over again.
Yeah, so good. One of my favorite books is There's No Plan B for Your A Game. And I think what you said like really encompasses that. And we did the same thing. We were like, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen in a year? Like, let's just set a deadline. Like, let's give ourselves a year. What's the worst thing that could happen at a year? We'll reevaluate. So I think that's some really, really great advice. Before we wrap up, I like to sort of like dig in a little bit more and ask you some rapid fire questions. And the first one is, how do you reset or recharge?
Right now, it's all about go on a walk, work out, sauna, cold plunge. I know that that's my things. Those things.
That. Yeah, we're walking like 5 miles a day. So, which in January is not fun. So walking is a big one for me. If you could have coffee or dinner with anyone, who would it be?
Pink.
Oh, I love that. Pink. She's coming to Columbus too. I don't know if you saw that. That's so fun.
There's just so much about her from a human and just owning who she is and being strong, powerful, and a loving mom and just like an icon, all the things. Yes.
Love that. And then just for fun, what's your bucket list vacation?
Touring Europe and going to English Premier League games in England and soccer games because I'm a soccer girl and fun. Now I've got my husband and my oldest son on board.
Did you watch the Beckham documentary? Have you watched that?
We have. Loved it.
So good. So great. I'm not even a soccer fan and I'm like so into it. Now we're into the tennis documentary. My husband's like, what's happening to you? I'm like, I don't know. This is so motivating. I'm so into it. Jenna, I feel like we could talk for hours. You have so much to offer. Tell everyone where they can find you and learn more about all the things you have going on.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. You can find me. I hang out on Instagram, jenna.kloffenstein. My website is jennakloffenstein.com. My podcast is Next Level You. And I'd love to connect with you. The other thing that I would add, Holly, well, thank you so much for having me, is like pick one thing that you know you want to do. Like for me, it was creating a stage that I knew I wanted to be a speaker and I knew I wanted events, and create it yourself. Create it yourself, baby, because that's how you call yourself up in a big way. And that's just something that I felt on my heart to say.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast. I honestly feel like this podcast is an extension of me and our community. And so I hope you come back and listen for more. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take action, there's actually some really amazing ways that you can stay connected with us. Number one, if you want to see this episode come to life with visuals and bonus behind the scenes, you can head over to our YouTube channel, which is at Holly Marie Haynes. We like to post some bonuses there, so I hope that you're excited to learn more about these topics. And then, as always, you can leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow and reach more amazing listeners just like you. We've made it really, really easy. You can simply go to hollymariehaynes.com/podcast and click the review button. You can also find custom playlists and more to just say thank you and offer you another amazing way to give you some support. And then last but not least, if you have questions about today's episode or a topic that you would love to have covered in the future, you can just go to hollymariehaynes.com/chat. And it's me behind the scenes answering all the questions. You can text me, send me a video, leave me a message. It's super cool. And like I said, I hope that this podcast is just an extension of our relationship together. So remember that you are capable of achieving incredible things. Keep up the amazing work, and I can't wait to connect with you more. I am so grateful for you and the power of community that this podcast has created. It is just so amazing to be able to connect with all of you over the last couple of years, because we've actually had this podcast for almost 3 full years now. And because of that, I wanted to just get to know you better. So I would love it if you would head over to hollymariehaynes.com/chat and tell me what you think of this episode. You can text me, voice message me, send me a video, email me, and ask me anything. I'm a real human. And yes, it's me on the other end answering the messages. So I would love to know, like, what did you like about this episode? What would you like to hear more about? Did something resonate with you? Or maybe inside this episode, I gave you a keyword to learn more. If I did, you can just pop this keyword into the chat, and this is a way for us to connect and chat more. So just go to hollymariehaynes.com/chat, and I can't wait to hear from you.